This is KERA. I'm Sam Baker. In this edition of Vital Signs, cauliflower. Food companies have been using this snowy colored vegetable, among others, to cash in on the low carb, gluten free trend. Dietitian Maggie Boyd of Parkland Hospital System talked with me about what's so appealing about cauliflower.
It's from the cruciferous vegetable family, which is going to be your cauliflower, cabbage, broccoli, kale, Brussels sprouts. Usually brightly colored fruits and vegetables are a sign of high vitamin content. But just because something doesn't have bright colors doesn't mean that it doesn't have vitamins or minerals. It's actually pretty high in vitamin C. It's got some vitamin K and some moderate levels of B vitamins, fiber, amino acids, and some other minerals like potassium and phosphorus. It's pretty low in calories and both carbohydrates. So it's a good source of energy whenever, if you are trying to cut down on overall calories or carbohydrates. It has a similar texture and feel to rice. So you can sub it out for the carbohydrate in recipes sometimes.
I'm seeing this more in the frozen section, aren't I? Like some
cauliflower
rice versions? Yeah.
Yeah, so cauliflower rice, if you just take the head of cauliflower and kind of put it in a food processor and pulse it, that's what you call cauliflower rice.
Yeah.
And you can use cauliflower rice to sub out real rice in recipes. So for example, something that I do at home is I make cauliflower fried rice. So instead of using actual rice, I'll take the actual rice out and use cauliflower rice. So you're just going to get a lot more vegetables in your serving of food.
So then the question comes to, what are ways to cook it? You just mentioned one in terms of cauliflower rice or cauliflower fried rice there. I'm guessing if you were to ask people what their favorite vegetables were, cauliflower wouldn't necessarily be at the top.
Yeah, and that's because part of the cruciferous vegetable family, they contain sulfur-rich compounds. So when it is cooked, it gives off a unique odor, kind of like a distinctive rotten egg odor, and that's the sulfur coming out of the vegetable.
Okay.
So because of that odor, it gives it a distinct flavor. That's why some people may not like the cauliflower, the Brussels sprouts, the broccoli, because they're all part of the same sulfur-rich compound family.
Okay.
But there's different ways that you can cook it to reduce that sulfur smell.
For instance?
So according to some online research, some recommendations were adding a bay leaf to the boiling water or the steaming water because it releases a more pleasant odor. Adding some cider vinegar to the cooking water, placing a slice of white bread in the cooking water, or else if you don't cook it, it doesn't release that odor. So if you were to eat raw cauliflower, you wouldn't get that same smell.
Is there anything about that sulfur smell in and of itself that's harmful, though?
No, sulfur is actually a compound that your body needs, so it's going to be good for you to be consuming that.
Well, in looking in online research, it seems that cauliflower is good for a number of things. Among them, fighting inflammation.
1 cup of raw cauliflower will provide 85% of your daily value of vitamin C. So vitamin C is an antioxidant, which can help with inflammation and fighting off colds and infections.
Improves digestion and will detoxify as well.
Cauliflower is a good source of fiber. Fiber is going to be good for digestive health.
Supports healthy weight loss.
Yeah, because it's lower calorie and carbohydrate content. It's not a caloric dense food. So it can help with weight loss and weight maintenance. And especially if you're cutting out your rice or your carbohydrate at a meal and replacing it with cauliflower, you're likely going to reduce your overall calorie consumption at that meal.
Maggie Boyd, thank you for being with me.
Thank you, Sam Baker.